The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the award-winning MG4, the no-compromise electric hatchback with a 450-kilometre range. Recharge your soul.
You might have seen this trend. It's predominantly, I think, on TikTok, but it's bled into other social media platforms where people are sharing images and screen grabs of the text messages in their relationship or within their family by way of, I don't know what they're really trying to do, to show how loveless their lives are, I guess is how you might describe it. And Mary McCarthy is with me, the journalist. Mary, you saw your own life, a glimpse of your own life reflected in these, is that right?
Do you know what, Kieran? I'm on holiday this week down in Beara in Cork. I'm actually on Dorsey Island. I don't know if you've been there. It's amazing. I'm there. I'm here today and I'm so relaxed this week.
So is that where they get the cow? Is that where the cows go out on the cable car?
Oh, that's, I was on the cable car. Yes. I don't know if the cows do. The sheep do though. Definitely the sheep. But anyway, Kieran, I'm just thinking, for everyone's getting on so well in the family. There's no real, you know, that bickering that goes on all the time in families. And it just struck me, I think it's because there's none of those texts that you're snarling at each other, you know, bring home milk or can you do the pickup today? You know, that kind of just the household admin texts. And it just struck me, like, why do we send these texts? Like, why aren't we nicer on, you know, because, I mean, it's a slippery slope. Like, before you know it, like, there's someone I know, right, and they got divorced last year. And he says that he thinks the rot kind of set in when the messages got kind of sterile and cold, and that came with their, you know, with having kids. So I just kind of thought, you know what, I don't want to, like, if
Mary, you've hit the nail on the head, but you don't realize it. You're like, you're basically that Philip Larkin poem, don't have any kids yourself, you know. that's where the rot set in. It wasn't the text messages, it was what precipitated the sterile text messages.
Well, the thing is, we could just all be a bit nicer to each other and maybe think about it more, because I was thinking, right, I go out running in the mornings here on the Beara Peninsula and there's a bull that every morning looks at me. And I did think, if that bull attacks me, I'm going to die. And like all the text messages to my family, the last ones are going to be me snarling at them and growling at them. And, you know, I just thought, you know what, I bet you if you're nice, really nice on WhatsApp, if you ask for something, for a request, and you put in like lots of kisses and darling and thank you, mammy, like that will kind of set the tone for how you interact face to face, you know. So I just kind of think maybe we should kind of think about it more, about our, because like when we started off with emails before we had phones, you wouldn't really send a one line email, you know. But I think with texts, because the nature of them is they're so blunt, you know, and you can kind of find yourself treating the ones that you love the most like, you know, pretty shabbily.
Niamh Marr is with me in studio, commercial creative director with Journal. Niamh, I mean, is this a little glimpse into your life as well?
I have to say, Mary, you're doing the Lord's work. I'm just sitting here rethinking my entire existence based on your piece. I'm thinking about every WhatsApp I've ever sent.
It's a version of, you know, when you were a kid and your mother would say, if you get hit by a bus, you know, you can't have holes in your socks or something.
Yeah,
like, what
yeah,
if I
yeah.
get hit by a bus and they read the text messages to my husband?
Well, this is it, because based off of your article, Mary, I went back and I was reading through the messages that I've had with my husband, and undisclosed date, 6:51 p.m. Yeah. And then the next message, 6:52, eating. The next message, 6:53, 3 minutes. I mean, like, I don't want those to be the parting messages that I get from my husband. Another one that I actually sent to him with no context, 2:58 p.m, preoccupied. This was me just telling him that I was preoccupied. There was no darlings. There was no lovely. There was no, another one that was a great one that I found, me to him, but no extra cables need to go to the TV, right? Question mark. I mean, it's life admin, but it's sucking any glimpse
of romance.
Hold
on. Life admin, like, is just an inescapable part of life.
Yeah.
So, I mean, how do you make, there's no, how, you can't dress that up of kisses, can you?
It's fair, but at the same time, do I need to hear from my husband, bit delayed here, 5:25 at least, maybe 5:30? That's 5 minutes of a difference. I don't think I needed to know that, you know,
yeah.
So maybe we...
That kind of tells me what your husband thinks about you. more than anything, Niamh, you know?
We're relying too much.
Oh, God, if I'm 5 minutes late, she's really going to let me have it. You know what she's like. Better text her.
I do think it's got an element of the mundane. I feel like when you said the word, the rot setting in. Now, to be honest with you, I've only been married 2 years, so we are in the honeymoon period, but we also do have a very young child. So there was one message that I sent, and if this was the parting message when I leave this world, 7:54, you have to look really close because sometimes she vomits quietly.
She vomits quietly. Right.
And then the message back, correct, full stop.
Oh, the full stop after the one word. I have to say now, when that comes, if my wife sends me a message, okay, full stop, I have to say, it could be about the most mundane thing, and I think,
I know,
what message is she really conveying to me there now with okay, full stop?
It's the passive aggression. But you know what? I actually have a way, and we've started to do this now, and I don't want people coming at me and saying there's no time to do that, and that's just very like, anyway, I'm not trying to sound better than anybody else, but we sort out our life admin on a Sunday evening. We have a board meeting, and we literally call it that because we write on a board everything that we have to do, so that we take a little bit of that life admin out of our WhatsApp, and so that we can send funny gifts of monkeys swimming and just live our lives the way a married couple are supposed to. Minimal contact during the day.
But, sorry, despite that forward planning, life admin still, like, finds a way. So, like, I went through mine, like he did, and there's kind of a bit of over and back today about kids' birthday presents, and then the previous message is, pick up toilet paper on the way home. Now, I don't know
crucial.
How... Yeah, that is vital, right? That is absolutely... There's almost nothing else in the house that needs to be replaced when it's gone as quickly as toilet paper does.
I feel
you know,
you're...
It's important. Its importance is overlooked.
It's very important. I feel like she's texting you right now saying, was that necessary, ? Or was that necessary, full stop?
Oh, yeah. Well, not even a question mark. But my point is, like, I mean, life admin, it's just, again, it's just kind of a part of... Except the reality of everything you say. This is just life, isn't it?
It is just life. But
like, you can't sex up a text about please bring back toilet paper.
No, oh, you can, Kieran.
Oh, go on. Do you want, right,
okay,
right, Mary.
So listen,
right, dictate it to me. Go on.
It's all about how you interact, right? So the Gottman Institute, they say that for a successful couple now, one that gets on, you know, those annoying couples that are always getting on really well. So for every 20 interactions, 20 positive interactions, they've got one negative one. So for that toilet one, you're not quite sexing it up quite, you know, well, I don't know, maybe you can, but you're couching it in a nice way, like, hey, Kieran, or hey, baby, or hey, darling, or whatever.
I know
whatever
how love my backside, but...
I'm going to get you the real comfortable kind.
I don't know, whatever. But you can say it in a nice way, and then thanks, babe, or thanks, darling, or XXX, or whatever, but, like, not just get toilet paper. I mean, that's just, you know... that's the bottom of the barrel. You got it. You can every interaction you make it.
I asked ChatGPT to write a sweet and sexy version of a request by text message for toilet paper, and ChatGPT sent back, "Hey love, could you bring me some toilet paper? I'll make it worth your while." And then the kissy face emoji.
No, they shouldn't be in the same sentence. I don't.
That's kind of like a threat. Like, you know, what are you going to do? What are you promising?
Oh, God. So, I mean, this strikes me, though, now, Mary, as something you're kind of going to resolve to yourself on holidays as you're running past that bull. But when reality kind of creeps back in next week or the week after, things will go back to normal, won't they?
Do you know what? I think I really did now. I went like Niamh there. I had a swipe through my WhatsApps. And honestly, I come across, I'm a pain in the neck. And I really do think life is so short and you got to just live it every day. Like you're making the most of it and you're being as nice as possible to those you love around you because, you know, you never know. The bull could get me. Yes, Kieran.
Well, she's going to really kill me. I've just got a message from my wife. I can't believe you said that.
Full stop.
No full stop. So I think she's just genuinely astounded that I've said that on the radio.
As she would be. Yeah. Actually, I'm going to try and do what you've suggested there, Mary. I'm going to really try hard to bring a bit more romance. Like I said, on an undisclosed date at 2:57 p.m. to my husband, it's on the list.
It's on the list. You know what? Just get ChatGPT to do it. Yeah, there's going to be plugins for this in the future. We're not going to need to do any of it.
Exactly.
Your partner's AI chatbot will speak to your AI chatbot and your relationship will be all the better because of it.
Beautiful.
Yes.
Maybe.
We
maybe.
Can only dream. Brian in Cork says, we're in our late 50s and every text has kisses and a kissy emoji. Oh, except, wow. Of course, when I'm in the doghouse for doing something I didn't know that I did, says Brian. A little X can make such a difference to any request. See, if you put them on everything, they become meaningless. You know, it's like a version of if everything's a crisis, nothing's a crisis.
I don't agree, Kieran. No, I think now I'm going to be saying kiss, kiss, kiss for everything.
Really? So, but okay, go on. No one's listening, Mary. What do you say then when you really mean it?
Ooh. Silence. Radio silence. I won't text at all. And then, yes, I think that's what I'm going to do. Instead of like blasting with, I'm terrible texter. I'm like, one after the
sorry,
other.
Sorry, I laughed. Someone just texted in. It's an easy fix. Just say, can you pick up some milk? Righty pants.
Oh, righty pants.
I've never heard that now as a compliment.
Terms of endearment.
I'm stealing.
Righty pants. Bring home some extra toilet paper tonight, babes. I can't wait to wrap you up like a mummy. Kiss, kiss. Wow. Kathy, I asked my son and his friend to go shopping. I gave him a short list. Listed on it what was loo rolls. They came back with 56 bread rolls and said that those were the only rolls they could find. Brilliant. I have a rule. If I'm in a bad mood, I don't text. It served me well. There was times I almost sent nasty texts but waited an hour or two. Saved me a lot of grief. My husband loves the emojis, but I can't figure them out. I need a dictionary for his text. And Lisa says, I'm very passive aggressive when I don't mean to be. I often text my husband, I say, enjoy your pint or enjoy your day at golf, all of which I genuinely meant, but it sounds so passive aggressive. It sounds as if I'm resentful.
It's a tone. You can almost hear the tone. Enjoy your pint.
Yeah, I'm with your husband on that one, Lisa. I mean, if I got that message, I'd be like, Jesus, I don't go out that bloody often. Anyway, 087-1400-106. Mary McCarthy, Niamh Marr, thank you both very much for joining me on the show.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the award-winning MG4. The no-compromise electric hatchback with a 450-kilometre range. Recharge your soul.